So great to be learning together, Sharei Aranz, Tshuva of the Week. Now here, one of our congregants who is pregnant asked the following question. She is Baruch Hashem well, but unable to fast. So special circumstances. So she wants to know about Havdalah this week. So let's just review just what we do for Havdalah in general, what we'll be doing for Havdalah this year when Havdalah falls out on, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbat. So there are three opinions. One opinion is that you make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat and give a child to drink. It's one of the Rishonim, Sefer Manhig, Sefer the Gaonim, say that we should say the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. The Ramban is a very interesting opinion. He says that there's no Havdalah altogether because he notes as follows, that originally when we had the Takana of Havdalah, that it was really just for Tefillah, but when we became wealthy, when we were able to afford it, Chazal said we should not only make Havdalah and in Tefillah, but also we should make it al kos, should make it on a cup of wine. So the question... So argues the Ramban that on Tisha B'Av, all of Am Yisrael are aniyim, we're all impoverished, we're all poor, and therefore we can't make Havdalah, we don't make Havdalah ala kos, can't make Havdalah ala kos because we can't drink from it, and we can't drink from it, and Tisha B'Av we mourn our suffering, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, etc., and therefore it's the equivalent of being impoverished. And so therefore it's only Havdalah and Tefillah and not Al HaKos. What do we follow? So Sfaradim do as follows. Make a compromise. We say Havdalah like the Gaonim on Motzei Shabbat, but the Baracha, Borim Ra'esh, we recite on Motzei Shabbat. So if you're in the Beit Knesset, then the Gabbai, Chazan, is going to make a Borim Ra'esh, write and be Motzei everyone in Borim Ra'esh. Right after, at the conclusion of Shabbat, and before we read Megillat, right before we read Megillat Eicha, similar to what we do before we read Megillat Esther La'avdil, and women who, if they don't make it to the Beit Knesset, they should make the bracha ala ner. They're going to be home. That's Rav Avadi, consistent with his view that women are chayavot in the mitzvah of Barayim Rehaesh, of Birkat HaNer. Mishnah Berurah is inclined to say that women are not. Since mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, positive time-bound mitzvah, we discussed that tshuva one time from Rav Avadi. Okay, so that's what we do. So the question is, well, what about if somebody is sick? If somebody is sick and they need to eat on Tisha B'Av, they have to make Havdalah, whether a man or a woman. So now the man, when he's making if he's not well and he can make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat for the entire family, he can be Motzi, his entire family in this situation. So says Chazon Avadia. Now, Chazon Avadia also points out that women who are ill also must have to say Havdalah in this circumstance. Can they be motzi men? I think it would be better for them not to be motzi their husbands in this situation because it's a question whether they can be motzi their husbands in Havdalah. There's a fundamental principle that if you're not obligated to do something, if you're not obligated to do a particular mitzvah, then you cannot be motzi someone in that mitzvah. A woman cannot be motzi a man in the mitzvah of shofar. Because women are pterot from the mitzvah of shofar. Are the women obligated in Havdalah? Not so clear. Gemara does not address it. The Rishonim argue about it. One argument is to say, well, that Havdalah is the flip side of the coin of Kiddush. Same idea, separating, making Shabbat a distinct day at the beginning and the end. Well, if that's the case, women should be chayavot in havdalah, because just like they have chayavot in kiddush, they're chayavot in havdalah. And but there's an argument to say that no, that havdalah is a separate, is distinct from kiddush, and therefore women, it's not the same obligation. Just because women are chayavot in havdalah and in kiddush doesn't mean they're chayavot in havdalah. And since the machloket, it's best, and both opinions are presented in Shulchan Aruch, the primary opinion is women are obligated, but the secondary opinion is there. But nonetheless, out of respect to the secondary opinion, that women are ptura from havdalah, they should not be motzi their husbands. The husband can make that, should make the havdalah on Sunday night. That's what I think should be done in this situation. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much briyut.